So I've come over to the far side of the print space to speak to A&E Books. I have three of the members here. There are six of them, I understand. And the three I have, representatives of the group I have are...
Zoe Childerly.
Sasha Lehrfreund.
Mick Williamson.
What brings you together? Mick, let me ask you.
It's more that it's a group of people who are interested in photography, obviously, and trying to put little books together in a variety of ways. Some are very handmade, some are very much more zine and cheap-like. So it's a whole mixture of things. So it's very early days, I suppose, and so people are trying to... Yeah, it's a way of supporting each other, networking, and trying to get work out there, I suppose. Yeah.
Are you all East Londoners? Is that what is it that's brought you together? Is it a geographical thing?
Yeah,
we meet in East London, and I think that is the geography, but some of us don't necessarily live in East London.
And is there anything that combines the work? I mean, when I look at the table, there's a massive accordion folded book that goes all the way the length of the table, and there are things in boxes and small postcard sized things. It's a real array of stuff. Is it because you all like that type of, can I call it a sort of crafty element of
I suppose we're interested in the different forms that bookmaking can take, and also at the moment I think there is quite an explosion of interest in the photo book and what it can be, so as a group we can kind of support each other with experimenting and sort of seeing what that form can do. I think part of the reason before we started even making the books was we came together meeting regularly as a more of a peer support group, so to help each other with editing and just feedback and crit, so like informally, just to have that support from other photographers as a group. That it's hard working on in isolation all the time, so that kind of support was the core reason, and then realised we're all working on books in some shape or form, so that's where it sort of took that focus.
So at the moment you're a collective, but might you actually become a publisher?
Maybe.
Publishers are rich and famous, aren't they?
I've never met one.
I don't believe so. I'm not sure. The collective is the more important thing, and I suppose that supporting thought through the bookmaking, whether it becomes sort of more formalised, we'll see.
Things may develop in the future. Yeah, we shall see.
You're keeping quiet.
No, I think the other thing is that for some of us, the work is older work that we've had for a long time and that we've put to one side, and then because of the group, there's a space and an environment to reconsider that work and reimagine it into something more formal, get it out there. So I think that's more important than being a mainstream publisher or even a semi-mainstream publisher.
And who are the three or so other members that are not present?
Jenny Matthews.
Caroline Penn.
Heather McDonough.
And Rod Morris. And then people who are slightly less involved but also important are Adele Watts and Dean Hollywood. So I think it's like...
Are you more than six, but
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Are you open to other people joining? Or?
Yeah.
Come along.
Yeah.
So do you meet in a pub or do you meet to have some informal way of meeting?
We meet sometimes at the CAS.
CAS School of Art.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes in people's houses or studios. It varies.
And do you intend to do shows or anything else? Do you have a next project or do you meet more at events like this, at book fairs?
I think for now book fairs, but it's not to say we wouldn't do more with shows, with prints. I mean, we all have prints.
Yeah.
I think perhaps one of the next stages we've been talking about is working on something more collaboratively. And again, that's sort of been the impetus to maybe step out of our own comfort zones and do something new, but something where we can always respond to something, do something actually together that kind of formalises that kind of interaction.
People often say that as against artists who have studios, photography can be quite a lonely occupation, especially now there's not so many open access dark rooms. So, but you have found a kind of support group, dare I say it. Is that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is a support group, and yeah, so hopefully we can encourage each other.
You can beat this horrible habit together.
I think it's something that a lot of people have seen as really positive that I've asked us about, and a lot of people have said to me in different contexts and places, oh, I wish I had a group, and I've been in different places, and so I think it's something that we should encourage other people to do, to get together with a group of people. It's
I think the hard thing is sustaining the group.
Yeah. Tea and biscuits.
Yes. Maybe alcohol.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you.
Great. Yeah. Thank you.